Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Katyra Poland. She is an author, editor, and instructor. She edits manuscripts to help writers become published authors. Katyra, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me, Christopher.
So before we dive into what you do and how you transform your clients' lives, I, like you, are from New York. I'm born and raised in New York, but I went to school in Buffalo, and you currently in Rochester. A lot of people know about New York City, but if people were to visit Northwest New York, where you are in our great state of New York State, what might you encourage them to visit or see in Rochester?
If you come to Rochester, you definitely have to try the garbage plate. It's the home of garbage plate. So Nick Tahoe's is the originator of that. So I would definitely recommend that. And we also have the Susan B. Anthony House. So that's another stop that I recommend that you make while you're here in Rochester.
That's so awesome. I mean, this is literally why I always ask that question, because many of us know about New York City, but that's great. And it's also a beautiful place. As I mentioned, Buffalo is about, I think, an hour away from Rochester, I think.
Yes.
And during the summer times, it's so picturesque and beautiful. So keep that all in mind. And thank you for, again, being on our podcast. So talk to us about the fact that you edit manuscripts and you help people become published authors. Why or how did you get into that world?
Yeah, so I have a friend who's a publisher, and she was looking for an editor. I did a sample edit for her, and then the rest is really history. She started referring her clients to me, her publishing clients, and I've been doing it since 2017. I've always loved reading and writing. I started writing poetry in middle school, so when I had a chance to do the sample edits and started getting clients, it seemed to just fit so well, because I'm so much into literacy, reading, encouraging reading. I have gone back to my old elementary school to read to the first graders. So, the love of reading and writing definitely ties in with editing. And of course, I love to empower writers and authors and let them know they have what it takes to tell their story, and that there are people who definitely want to hear their story. So being an editor is definitely fulfilling for me. I've learned a lot, met a lot of great authors, and maintained some awesome connections on this journey of being an editor.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like you're like an acting coach, because actors get to portray a role, but in your case, you essentially get to coach them to share the story in words. Because I cannot stress how important what you do for a living is, because of the fact that I'm working on my sixth book, and I've hired many editors, and it really just gives this super amazing, not just polish, flow, structure, order. It's just you really have a gift for what you do, Katyra. Now, what do you think, in case our listeners want to write a book, what do you think are some of the more basic things that they might need to know when they're beginning their journey as an author?
So I would definitely recommend knowing who your target audience is. Sometimes authors make the mistake of thinking everybody is their target audience, and then you end up with no one as your target audience. So knowing who you want to touch with your book, who you want to reach with your book, who you want to influence, who you want to buy the book, who's going to benefit from it, that's going to be really important in regards to writing your book, and also the marketing piece. But if you're looking to connect with a certain group of people, you definitely need to identify that. And then also being informed about the resources that exist. There are many ways that you can go about finding an editor, or finding your illustrator, or your formatter. So making sure that you use relevant and also accurate resources to find a team to help you publish your book. And then finally, I would definitely say that confidence. Making sure that you have that confidence in yourself, that you know that you can do this, that there are people who are here to help you. And I'm also an author myself, so I definitely know what that journey is like to walk down that path of writing a book and some of the hiccups that come along, but knowing, I have the confidence. And again, there are other people who will help me with this journey so that I can publish the best manuscript possible.
Yeah, and I want to stress that there are different ways of publishing. Some people think only that you need to get an agent to pitch to a traditional publisher. Right. And the likelihood of that is so small. But for me, I self-published and I encourage everyone to do that, because whoever looks at a book opens it up and says, oh my gosh, you got Simon & Schuster. I mean, we I think put too much emphasis on the publisher, not to discount what traditional publishers do, but I've met so many people that are a bit discouraged and dissuaded, because first they think they need an agent to pitch the traditional publisher. And even in those that are going through the traditional publisher, they never get the marketing they want. They're not even seen. They might not even have it done a year later. They take control of it. So I just, from an entrepreneurship standpoint, if you have a book in you, which all of you do, you should write it and you should hire someone like Katara, because when you said about knowing your audience, definitely you work with business owners and you've worked with authors in the nonfiction/business route. If you could, I mean, what are some of the books you've worked on and how you feel you helped shape their voice?
Yes. So I've worked on quite a few. Actually, I just finished working on one. It is like a one-on-one guide for high school students. So it outlines what it takes to apply for college, what type of characteristics you should have, how to build your character, what resources you'll need, how to apply for scholarships. And actually, that's really similar to my book, Professionalism, What's That?, which kind of covers conflict management, how to conduct yourself at work and business, the consequences of, you know, decisions that you make, how to dress for success. But going back to my client's book, I really felt I was able to build and give him ideas about how to expand, because it is for a high school student who is very young. There were some parts of the book where he could definitely give them some more feedback, maybe give them more concrete examples so that they understand the messages that he was trying to put forward. So I definitely feel like I was able to help with developing and, you know, growing the ideas in the book and making it even better and stronger. And he also responded to me after he took a look at the edits and was very appreciative of the feedback that I gave and follow-up questions that I asked. And then just giving suggestions about some of the language and making sure that, of course, he was reaching his target audience, that he wouldn't lose them. So those are some of the ways that I do help authors with their manuscripts and making sure that you know, they connect with their audience, that their messages make sense, that it's clear, of course, grammar, spelling, but most importantly, making sure that it's the best manuscript possible and that they see their book from different perspectives. So that all comes with being a developmental editor. And again, I'm very excited to be able to work with authors to help them, you know, polish their manuscripts.
Yeah. And I want to stress what you just said, the developmental part, because in their mind, they might have an idea of how to put that on paper. Exactly. With you and your experience, it really is a gift, a talent, and a skill, where some people ask me, Christopher, you get paid this much to be a speaker? I'm like, yes, because I'm not just speaking. I'm sharing a story, but more importantly, sharing solutions in a very specific formatted way that conveys a very strong point I've learned in 20 years into a 45-minute keynote. So it sounds simple. Oh yeah, I'm a keynote speaker. Like, no, just like with writing, anyone can write words per se, absolutely, but someone at your caliber of experience, I want to stress to our listeners that it's essentially like this. They might think, oh yeah, I have a decent product, it's an 8, but they don't know that the scale is on 100 and you're bringing the 98 type thing, right? So I want listeners to hopefully understand how important it is to hire you or even to write a book, because of the fact that it's one of the best branding tools. It's not even about how many books you sell. It's just the fact that once you're an author, people invite you to speak. And once you speak, you get clients. And I'm telling you this from my own personal experience. Now, last question I have for you, Katara, is what is one thing you want your readers to learn from your book that you wrote?
Yeah, so Professionalism, What's That? I wrote that back in 2017. And like I said, conflict management and different, you know, how to dress for success, resumes, cover letters. The most important part of the book for me is actually the chapter on code switching.
Say that again, code switching?
Yes, the easiest way to describe it is when you adjust or adapt your behavior, who you are, what you do, things like that, based on your environment or the people that you are with. So I do talk about that, and specifically about how that impacts non-whites here in America, you know. So I talk about like even hair code switching, where there's certain hairstyles that are seen as unprofessional or unkempt versus, you know, straight hair. I also talk about accents and how people judge you based on what your accent is or the type of language that you use. So it kind of breaks down the different ways that we all code switch, but more specifically the pros and cons of code switching, because so often code switching is pushed as positive and something that is that you're supposed to do. And if you don't do it, then there's negative consequences to it. But I did, you know, also talk about the other side of that and how that can have a really negative impact on people, specifically people of color who often have to code switch more so than someone who is white in this country. So I really want people to hone in on that chapter and realize that code switching is not all good, and that there are elements that can be very taxing and overwhelming and downright depressing, honestly. So I really enjoyed putting that out there and just educating people about the positive and negatives of code switching.
Yeah, I never even heard of that term. And frankly, this is personal to me because I'm American. I'm a proud American, but I'm ethnically Asian. And so I've had times in the United States of America, even in New Jersey,
for sure,
I introduced myself to a client, and this is my friend, John. He happened to be Asian. I'm Asian, obviously. And he literally said, "So why do you boys have American names? Or how come you don't have an accent, or where you're from?" It's like these things that they'll ask, but if I were white or black, they wouldn't ask that. So on a personal note, I just hope that we can all learn from you. I hope we can all just be more open-minded, because it's unfortunate that we all have these, well, we all potentially prejudge because we're just prejudging someone, but hopefully we can just see the talent over everything else. And I love the fact that you're so passionate about what you do. And I know how important what you do is for business owners and authors. So thank you so much for being on our podcast, Katyra. How can our guests connect with you, read your book, and hopefully hire you as well?
Yes, yeah, so you can connect with me online. That's polandllc.com, my last name, llc.com. All of my books are on my website, and there's an editing consultation if you're interested in editing services, and also an update of what's going on with me, my projects. Feel free to reach out to me there. All of my social media is also on my website, polandllc.com.
Awesome. Katyra, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.